Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Wednesday, August 24th. Welcome to episode 9 of Thread Snippings. Once again, I'm standing over my microphone rather than sitting in front of it, because today I decided to do something a little different. I'd like to take you into the process of making a costume, or rather of fitting a costume piece, live and in real time, or at least near real time. I'm actually getting a day ahead on the challenge. I'm doing the raw recording of this on Tuesday night, August 23rd. I don't know if I'll do editing tonight or tomorrow, whatever I feel like doing. Anyway, earlier this afternoon, actually Tuesday afternoon, I spent 3 hours on these pants. Yes, it took 3 hours to get as far ahead as I did. I finally finished the waistband, finished ironing it and attaching it to the pants, and it has elastic in it. It has two pieces of elastic in it. That's what took me 3 hours. This isn't actually the first time I've made pants with an elastic waistband. A couple of years ago, I made a pair of short knee pants to go with a pirate outfit that I still have. And it was a giant pain then. It was a giant pain this time. In fact, it was probably more of a giant pain, because this fabric is stretchy, and the fabric I used for my pirate pants was not stretchy. But I finally managed to work the elastic through the elastic casing that I made for it. It took forever, but it's finally done. The elastic pieces have safety pins attached to them, and I use those kind of as a grip or a handle to pull the elastic through. The safety pins have a piece of thick, heavy thread attached to them, and on the other end, there's an eyelet that I happen to have to use as a weight. So at some point, after I've actually sewn on the elastic, I'm going to sew it down the way it says to in the directions, and then those little eyelet string thingies are for pulling the safety pin back out of the pants, so that it won't just be left in there. The designers of this pattern want you to put 2 elastic bands in these, so I did. It was a giant pain and it took forever, but they're in there now, held in by straight pins, and let me read you what the directions say. Pardon my paper noise. They say, pin ends of elastic in place. Yeah, I just did that. Try on garment and adjust to fit. Okay, then. That's what I was just doing. I was turning the right side out while talking. So it hasn't been hemmed yet. That'll be the last step. I'm being very, very... Ow. I'm trying not to jab myself with the ow pins I used. This is not working very well. Let me get a better grip on that elastic in the back. Ow. This was a good idea. Well, I'll say one thing. I did a good job of measuring my pieces, I think. Yeah, as always, I made them bigger than I needed to be. I really tried not to this time. I really did. I hope my sewing friends are not listening to this. But they probably will end up listening to this. So, Sue, I'm sorry. I really am. It does say adjust to fit, which means pull on the elastic more so it comes out more and is tighter. So I'm going to try to do that now. Okay, I stopped Audacity for a few minutes so I could mess around with the elastic. I finally managed to get it to a level of stretch that I like. So I'm going to go sew it together now. I definitely want it to be comfortable. The belt I'm wearing with this costume is high enough up that it probably will not help much to hold these pants in place. And the absolute last thing I want to be worrying about during the parade is how well my costume fits. So that's that. I finally found a solution, and before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to finish the waistband and probably finish the hems just so I can say the thing's done. Good night, and see you next time. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. The transition sound effect was found at freesound.org and is licensed under a Creative Commons Public Domain 1.0 license.